Radio listeners, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Anchor, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Jada. I'm slowly becoming a regular at this, and I'm really honored that I was able to do the intro today.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm honored that you have taken on the start of the show today. You did great. You said every
You.
word that you were supposed to say, plus some more at the end. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're sometimes joined by our friend Fatia, but not today, sadly.
Well, there's still some hope. We have some time left, so I'll start with a review, and then if Atia joins, we'll be able to hear what she has to say. Recently, I've been getting more into YA novels, and I found this rom-com that was more calm than rom, if you know what I mean, which I enjoy because just opening a book and getting punched in the face with romance is not my kind of style.
Sounds painful.
Very. This book is by Talia Hibbert. I think that's how I pronounce it. It seems like it is. It's called Highly Suspicious and Unfairly Cute. And I'll just read the little blurb
A
on
good.
the inside, because so many YA books decide to have that and have reviews on the back instead of having their reviews on the inside like a normal, respectable book would. Anyway. Could you brave the wilderness with your highly suspicious and unfairly cute ex-best friend? Bradley Graham is pretty much perfect. He's a star football player. This was written by a British author, so they mean soccer. Manages his OCD well enough and comes out on top in all his classes, except the ones he shares with Celine Bangura. They used to be best friends until Brad decided he was too cool for conspiracy theory obsessed Celine and literally abandoned her for the popular kids' table. At least that's how Celine sees it. These days, there's nothing between them but insults and academic rivalry. Officially, Brad hates her guts, and the feeling is very mutual. So when Celine signs up for a two-part survival course in the woods, the last thing she expects is to find Brad right beside her. Forced to work as a team for the chance to win the grand prize, Celine and Bradley must trudge through not just mud and dirt, but their messy past. As this adventure brings them closer together, they start to remember all the good parts of their history. But has too much time passed? Or just enough to spark a whole new kind of relationship. And that's the description. There's a bunch more about how great the author is, and I find that stuff annoying, so oh well. But this is a really good book that I recommend because despite having one of those typical rom-com covers where it has the quirky writing and the drawing of people, which looks, you can recognize the style when you see it if you've seen enough books. I decided to open it up because I saw that she had an alien on her shirt, and you don't often see that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very pleasantly surprised. It dealt with the OCD in a very realistic way because the author also has OCD, and it was just a really fun, enjoyable read. And even though you think that the plot would end right around the middle of the story, because it seems a nice, comfortable ending, she manages to continue on the plot towards the end of the book, and all in all, I'm very happy that I decided to read this book today.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds really good. I haven't read that one yet. Oh, and it's got blurbs from some authors I like, so that's cool. Have you read other rom-com teen books that you've enjoyed?
No, not
No.
because I like the idea of a rom-com, but I think this is the first book that actually, treated them more like just people who just so happen to be falling in love, and the whole enemies to lovers thing felt more natural, especially because they were both struggling with the idea of being enemies in the first place. It was more like, I don't like this. We had a fight, and this is confusing and difficult, and I don't like this. It could be fine if maybe we resolved our differences. I don't know, maybe. Versus a, I hate your absolute guts, and then 5 seconds later, we're in mad love.
Can't resist you. Your lack of charm. So enticing. Yeah.
So this one I think treats them very realistically. It's also not too graphic, which makes sense because they're both 17 and going through high school and stuff. But all in all, I'd say this is a very good YA book. It's a good rom-com, and it's just a good, nice summer read, I think. More of
Nice.
a summer read than a winter read, because this one, I imagine you sit out on the beach, you pull it out, try not to get
Yeah.
sand in between the pages.
It's like it's light, but it has substance. Yeah, and good characters.
One of the best kind of books.
Yeah, need those once in a while. I find it interesting with romance in books that I think with teen books, I'm like a little more open to it. I think in part because there's like this like innocence of when you're young, and as an adult reader, you're like reflecting on when you were a young person and what that felt like at that time. And so somehow it doesn't feel as like gooey or something as like as adult romances that I've read. I've read some adult romances that I've enjoyed, maybe not romances, but like books that have romance in them. But yeah, I've tried reading a couple just like straight on adult romance novels and just haven't been able to like find one that it clicks for me. But I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today because I've mostly been reading adult fiction this summer. And the one that I'm currently reading, the one that I most recently read, I don't think is a good like youth crossover. The one I'm currently reading probably is, but I just started it, so I don't have enough to say about it. But your book inspired me that we're in the teen room at the library, and I just want to run around for a second and pick out a few books that have a little romance in them that I think are really good that we could share with listeners. So I'll be back. Just gonna grab a
Okay.
few.
The meantime, while Lee is quickly looking through the books, just like to mention again that we're doing this in the library, so I feel compelled to mention that there is a library, and especially to those teenagers listening, because your parents make you listen to this show because books, it's actually pretty cool in here, even if you don't like books. It's like Emily said, we're in the teen room at the library. There's some computers in here if you're into that. It's just a really chill space. It's reserved for teens, on weekends and from 3 p.m. to closing time during school days. And it's been pretty, chill in here. Some adults sometimes during the summer, but not really. It's just I enjoy it in here. It's a nice space, and it'd be nicer if more people came in because
Why
there's
not?
some really good stuff here. Yeah, it's nice in the back. It has the best lighting. We have a cool mural on the wall to show everyone that we're better than them.
Who made that
It's pretty
mural?
good. The teens.
It
Yeah,
was
but there was this
one of the
whole.
teens that made that mural.
I know I helped, but I did like five brush strokes of painting. It's not that impressive. Anyway. It is a pretty cool space. It's my favorite space in the library. And so I just thought I'd say, come join me. We do some activities in here sometimes. And it's just a generally good space to be in.
Watch. I don't know how loud that'll be on the radio. I just plopped down some books on the table that we're sitting at. And one of the books I really wanted to grab is checked out. So congrats to whoever's reading that because it's a great book. I might be able to look up the description for that one if I can remember the title. I remembered the author, but I'm blanking on the title. So I just picked out a handful of books that I have read that I remember enjoying, that have some romance in them. I think they're actually all pretty focused on the romance. Like they have some stuff going on, like some other things, but these are very fun.
And they all appear to have the blurbs on the inside of them. What is up with that? We can. Come on, I don't want to have to open up the book to
Isn't
see
that
what
common?
it feels like I'm starting to read the book instead of just turning it over to the back.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common with hardcover books. I think it's just paperbacks that really do the exterior,
So annoying.
right? Well, so we can read the descriptions on these. The one that is not in today, because somebody has it checked out, but it's so good, is called You Should See Me in a Crown by Leah Johnson. So I'll read the description for that one. That one was really good, or is very good. Liz Lighty has always believed she's too black, too poor, too awkward to shine in her small, rich, prom-obsessed Midwestern town. But it's okay. Liz has a plan that will get her out of Campbell, Indiana forever. Attend the uber elite Pennington College, play in their world famous orchestra, and become a doctor. But when the financial aid she was counting on unexpectedly falls through, Liz's plans come crashing down until she's reminded of her school scholarship for prom king and queen. There's nothing Liz wants to do less than endure a gauntlet of social media trolls, catty competitors, and humiliating public events. But despite her devastating fear of the spotlight, she's willing to do whatever it takes to get to Pennington. The only thing that makes it halfway bearable is the new girl in school, Mac. She's smart, funny, and just as much of an outsider as Liz. But Mac is also in the running for queen. Will falling for the competition keep Liz from her dreams or make them come true? Oh.
I'm always
That's a
interested.
fun little romance. I like the idea of the sort of outlier prom queen contestant. It's fun.
It's now, I think, connected mostly with those Disney Channel, I'm the weird, quirky, not like other girls type person, but I think it works in other ways. It works more in book form because it feels less cheesy, in my opinion. Is the author black, do you know?
Yes.
Thank goodness, because there seems to be a trend that I do not like of non-black people or non-Asian people, people who aren't of the color that they're writing about, and it seems to happen mostly with white authors, and it's very annoying because it feels more inauthentic than it would be in other circumstances. I can kind of get why you might want to try from another perspective, but makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
That
Oh,
is
and I should
fair.
mention in the highly suspicious book that I mentioned, it's a highly suspicious book.
It's so suspicious.
The book I mentioned is written by a black woman about two black characters, which was very nice. And it's finally about two black characters, not a black girl in a white one. I've found so many of those, which I guess needs to be kind of addressed, but I feel like it's kind of drowning out just, this kind of relationship, which is
Yeah.
annoying.
I realize I can't remember if I mentioned the title and the author of the last book. Did I?
For which
The
one?
prom one.
Oh yeah, you did. You
Okay.
mentioned
Yeah,
it.
You Should See Me in a Crown by Leah Johnson. That was her debut book,
I think
I
I've heard of
think.
it.
I've read other books by her, including a middle grade novel that I really liked called Ellie Engel Saves Herself. But she's pretty cool. Do you want to share one of the ones that I pulled out the description for it?
Yeah, this one seems interesting. I don't know if it's the way that it describes it, you'll hear it a little bit. It's more seems to be like a choose your own adventure type where you switch back and forth between the stories, which could be interesting. And I haven't read one of those in so long. They should make more YA versions of that. That'd be so
Yeah,
cool.
it's not structured like a, it's more of a like chapters going. It's as you hear the description, the listeners will understand that there's like two storylines going on, but it goes back and forth. But it's not like go to this page to like follow
Which,
this journey. That would be cool. I
yeah,
loved a
so many
good,
books could benefit from having one of those.
yeah, those are
And then
fun.
if you, then you can make the right decision for the character, not have to ground your teeth while they do the stupid thing that they said they want to do for the 17th time.
Cool.
All
So,
right.
what's this one?
This book is called Going Bi-Coastal by Dahlia Adler. Natalia Fox has 24 hours to make the biggest choice of her life: stay home in NYC for the summer with her dad and finally screw up the courage to talk to the girl she's been crushing on, or spend it with her basically estranged mom in LA, knowing this is the best chance she has to fix her relationship, if she even wants to. Does she want to? How's a girl supposed to choose? She can't, and so both summers play out in alternating timelines. One in which Natalia explores the city, tries to repair things with her mom, works on figuring out her future, and goes for the girl she's always wanted. And one in which Natalia explores the city, tries to repair things with her mom, works on figuring out her future, and goes for the guy she never saw coming.
I thought it was an interesting concept. The sort of, there was this movie maybe out in the 90s called Sliding Doors, where there's basically like one change, like puts this person on two different paths. And so you're, and it's a romance. And so it's sort of like a, that kind of idea of like one different choice you make can like set up this whole different life goal kind of thing or life trajectory. And so I thought that was fun. And the fact that the character is bisexual as well, so she's able to, like in one storyline, she's crushing on a female character and in the other a male character is interesting. And that it's different coasts, so they're very different scenes or settings. I think it could be a cool show too if it got adapted into a show. So that's Going Bi-Coastal by Dahlia Adler. Now I'm going to share
And I'm
one that
going
I
to
read
check
a
this book out.
very long time ago. I forget when this one came out. I read this book, I think actually before it came out, I had a preview copy back in 2012. So I probably read it in 2011.
That
So
reminds
when I
me.
was a baby director, I was just starting my library director job.
Quickly, though, that reminds me. At the Goodwill, there appear to be like a whole bunch of advanced copies there. Like, are you donating them to
I'm not.
the Goodwill? Because almost every like one in three books I pick up there nowadays is an advanced copy.
That's interesting.
I don't know
It's not
why.
me, because I just get the advanced copies I get now are all like ebooks. So I just read them on my device. So I don't know, maybe it's local reviewers, local agents, like literary
Sometimes I don't
agents.
even realize because like it has everything there, just there's like a quick thing that says advanced copy do not sell on the cover, and it's very interesting.
I think very often it's basically the final book. It's just like the cover art might be slightly different, or like the packaging of it. But I think very rarely it changes in terms of the text. But yeah, so this one is called The Statistical Probability of Love at First Sight, and it's by Jennifer E. Smith. And this is the description. Today should be one of the worst days of 17-year-old Hadley Sullivan's life. Having missed her flight, she's stuck at JFK Airport and late to her father's second wedding, which is taking place in London and involves a soon-to-be stepmother Hadley's never even met. Then she meets the perfect boy in the airport's cramped waiting area. His name is Oliver. He's British and he's sitting in her row. A long night on the plane passes in the blink of an eye, and Hadley and Oliver lose track of each other in the airport chaos upon arrival. Can fate intervene to bring them together once more? Quirks of timing play out in this romantic and cinematic novel about family connections, second chances, and first loves. Set over a 24-hour period, Hadley and Oliver's story will make you believe that true love finds you when you're least expecting it. I just remember this being really fun. Like, I liked the travel aspect of it, and I liked that it was in such a compressed amount of time. Like, it was just 24 hours. It wasn't drawn out. I thought it was really fun. And it had good character development, too. It wasn't just the love story. There was family dynamics and
I like the plot, but what first struck out at me is that she's 17 and is allowed to go on a plane by herself. My mom would never. I have to be at least 21 for her to even consider the idea.
What can you do? I don't know.
Well, I'm definitely checking out Going Bi-Coastal because this seems really fun. And
Cool.
now that I know my sister won't hide my library books in her room, hint, hint, I'll be able to return it on time.
Nice. Do you want to read one more? Can read either one. Take your pick.
I think we'll do that one. All right, so
I loved this one, the one that you're sharing.
I think this one has six authors. The authors are Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Wood Folk, and Nicola Yoon. If you guys know who any of those authors are, that's great. I have no idea.
They're very popular. Like, all of them have. You probably know some of their work. Like, The Hate U Give was by Angie Thomas. Do you know that one?
I've heard of it.
Tiffany D. Jackson, they read a lot at the school, I think. She's come to the book festival.
They have some of the stuff at the back, but one of Nicola Yoon's books, I see the title in here, is right behind me actually. But I haven't
You haven't
like
read it
read.
yet?
Yeah, the story is called Blackout. A summer heat wave blankets New York City in darkness, but as the city is thrown into confusion, a different kind of electricity sparks. A first meeting, longtime friends, bitter exes, and maybe the beginning of something new. When the lights go out, people reveal hidden truths. Love blossoms, friendship transforms, and all possibilities take flight. Six beloved, best-selling, and award-winning authors bring the glowing warmth and electricity of black teen love to an interconnected novel of charming, hilarious, and heartbreaking stories that shine a bright light through the darkness. I've always find it interesting when there's more than one author on it because sometimes you can tell like where one started writing and where one stopped, you know? And so I wonder how well they'll be able to blend it.
This one, I like the way they did it because there's like multiple characters throughout the city that are having their own sort of unique experiences, but they're like tied in a way that's interesting. So each person really has their own section. So like Donyell Clayton will take on this character, Tiffany G. Jackson, that character, and they're in different spaces in the city, but they all kind of come together in the end. So I think they did, it was like an interesting way of doing a multiple author story. And they actually did another collection that was called, I think it was called Whiteout. Yeah, that's set during a, like this one's a blackout. So that adds its own things. And the other one's a whiteout in Georgia, I believe. I think it takes place in Atlanta, where up here, if there's a big snowstorm, like we know what to do in Atlanta, there's a big snowstorm and they're like, ah, like they don't know what to do because it doesn't happen very often. So it has more of a like the effect of a blackout in Atlanta.
Although apparently New York is more equipped for a blackout because it does happen, I think, when it gets like really hot in the summer. I personally haven't lived through one. There might have been one during COVID. I have no idea. I wasn't there during COVID. But apparently, like, you know, blackouts in NYC happen more often than snowstorms in Atlanta. So I think, because what I've heard of blackouts is they're more drunken nights of fun, and whiteouts in, for example, Florida would be a drunken night of panic. So.
Yeah, I don't remember. There was a blackout when I was in my 20s, maybe, but that's the only one I remember in my adult life. I don't remember. I mean, there were plenty of blackouts, but they were usually like snowstorm blackouts, as a kid. But yeah, I thought that book was really fun. And I have one more that I'll share. This one is called I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and it's by Maureen Gu. And this is the description. Desi Lee believes anything is possible if you have a plan. That's how she became student body president. Varsity soccer star, and it's how she'll get into Stanford. But she's never had a boyfriend. In fact, she's a disaster at romance, a clumsy, stammering, humiliation magnet whose botched attempts at flirting have become legendary with her friends. So when the hottest human specimen to have ever lived walks into her life one day, Desi decides to tackle her flirting failures with the same zest she's applied to everything else in her life. She finds guidance in the Korean dramas her father has been obsessively watching for years, where the hapless heroine always seems to end up in the arms of her true love by episode 10. It's a simple formula, and Desi is a quick study. Armed with her K-drama steps to true love, Desi goes after the moody, elusive artist Luka Drykos, and boat rescues, love triangles, and staged car crashes ensue. But when the fun and games turn to true feels, Desi finds out that real love is about way more than just drama.
Sounds interesting, and I've seen some K-dramas because my friends have forced me to, and the romantic drama in them is very interesting. So if she's getting all her flirting trip tips from a K-drama, I'm concerned for the relationship. And she apparently staged a car crash according to the blurb, so that's interesting.
I'm trying to remember if it was like a. I don't know if you've ever seen these things, but I remember when I was in high school, there would be these things where they would have like a staged car crash where they were trying to teach you about the dangers of drunk driving. And so they'd be like this, they'd have like a banged up car and then people like lying on the ground pretending to be harmed in an accident. And that was how they would kind of scare you into not driving drunk.
What's even better than that is driving past someone else's car crash on the highway, which I've done like 5 times so far within the past year. It's not fun.
Yeah.
That's an even faster way to do it.
I just found there's a page in the book where they have the K drama steps to true love. So I'll give you the top three. I'm not going to read the whole list because there are 24. The first one is you are the living embodiment of all that is pure and good. Two, have a sad sack family story. Sad face. Three, meet the world's most unattainable guy. Here, I'll read a few more. Four, let the guy get to know you, whether it's from annoyance or obsession. And then obsession is circled. Have a secret dream that brings you closer to the guy. Doggedly pursue your dream, no matter the cost to your well-being. And it goes on and on. So these are her steps that she formulates to get the guy. That was fun. I liked the K-drama aspect. I don't really watch them, but I know they're very popular, so I was like, that seems cool. But
Or just the these
those are
online.
our romance YA suggestions for the
There's
day.
an awful lot of them in here, in case you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of lots of different things in here. There's some scary things, there's some dark things, there's some funny things.
A whole butt ton of rom-coms.
Bam. All of these books are out in the world, available for reading. You can find them at your local library, your favorite bookstore, or wherever you get your books. But we're actually out of time for today, and Jada started shelving the books again so that you can borrow them when you so choose. But thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy reading!